We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. Shelter Insurance, ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. And by Coca-Cola, no matter your favorite meal, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Serve with a Coca-Cola. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there.
Sooners lob it in to Quinn, and he punches it home with one hand right in the mug of Miles McBride.
Well, Miles McBride can't guard him down low. Curtin knows that. If he goes inside and anybody other than Osabonian's on him, he's got to go look to score.
And that is our OG&E power play of the game. OG&E, we energize life. Kirk Queth energized the Sooners, coming off the bench for the first time this season and produced greatly, in particular in the first half. Part of a Sooner defensive effort that held the Mountaineers to just 20 points in the first half, but they score 51 in half number two and get back into this game from down 18 points. They tied it only to watch Oklahoma hang on and win it 74-71. Taj Sherman, 20 points in the second half as West Virginia bombed away with nine made threes. Kevin, how did the Sooners survive that barrage?
Well, I'll tell you, they changed their game. West Virginia did at halftime. They were going inside out. They played inside out. In the second half, they said, let's just go outside and let's just start shooting threes, and that's how they're going to get back in it. And, you know, if you're a team that's up 18, how is another team going to get back in a ball game with you making threes? And the three-point line is so critical to the college game. So West Virginia, give them credit. They bombed away, and they made threes. They got hot. And the Sooners went away from their, you know, their bread and butter. Their bread and butter in the first half was moving the basketball, swinging it, sharing the ball, getting those open shots, Mo Gibson. And they went away from that. Well, they finally, about 7 minutes to go, finally got back to doing what got them the lead, which was the driving kick plays and scoring around the paint and things like that. And Austin Reeves hit a couple. Brady hit one. And then Mo Gibson just took the game over himself and made a ton of threes right in front of the Sooner bench, and that's how the Sooners pulled this one out.
Umoja Gibson finishes with 29 points today, a Sooner career high, 10 of 14 from the field, 8 of 11 from downtown. The 8 made threes is a career high. He was 4 of 6 from three-point range in the first half, and even better when he made 4 of 5 from downtown. Austin Reeves had 13, some critical free throws down the stretch for him as the Sooners are able to pull out a 75-72 win over the West Virginia Mountaineers today. We've got some visit from the locker room. We'll have your scoreboard update and find out what happened. There was still one game left going, Oklahoma State and Texas Tech in the Big 12 Conference. Everything else should be a final. We'll give you a full scoreboard and have some reaction from the Sooner locker room in just a moment. The Sooners win it over the Mountaineers today, 75-71. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen. To draft an agent for your team, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Norman's Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center, where you get the 7-day clean car guarantee. Now you can join the Cruisin' Mobile Text Club. Text CRUISE and the number 1 to 30400 and receive a free car wash courtesy of Cruisin' Auto Spa, located at 1235 West Main in Norman. Make sure you visit their website for more information. CruisinAutoSpa.com. Messaging and data rates may occur.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU and the only place you can get the OU Visa debit card and gift card. Flash your Sooner spirit with every purchase with the OU debit card. It's the most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, do all your shopping in one spot and spread your Sooner loyalty with the OU gift card. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Whataburger's new spicy chicken sandwich isn't covered in any fiery sauces or crazy hot toppings. Just cool, fresh-cut veggies and mayo on a new brioche bun to tame the heat. So, where then does the spice come from? Well, the all-white meat chicken is marinated and then fried to a tender crisp. So really, this spice comes from within. Good thing there's the new limited-time spicy chicken sandwich at Whataburger.
Beyon Harmon, a bounce pass to Hill. Now left wing, Umoja Gibson, guarded by McCabe, rises, rifles, and rinses another! Umoja Gibson, his seventh of the day.
It's time for the Bud Light postgame show. Bud Light, an official sponsor of OU Athletics.
And that Umoja Gibson three right there is our StubHub move of the game. StubHub, your ticket out. Official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of Oklahoma Sooner Athletics. Umoja Gibson, 8 of 11 from downtown today, and the Sooners defend extremely well against a very good West Virginia team. And we are joined now by Kirk Queth, coming off the bench, providing a spark, 9 rebounds, 3 blocked shots. And Kirk, how important was emotion and energy to bring to this game coming off the bench today?
Man, he was very important, man. He held us together offensively, for real. Great shooter, you know.
Kerr, great job, man. Tell us about that first half. You guys came out and just were on fire, making shots, moving the basketball. Just what all was working for you guys in the first half?
We were just all being aggressive, you know. Coaches came in with a great game plan, saying we got to hit them first, you know, be more physical than they are. And the first half, we were very physical, and that helped us. That helped us overcome this good team.
You all were able to out-rebound West Virginia, 41-36. That's a feat in and of itself to out-rebound the best rebounding team in the Big 12 Conference. How did you all get that done today?
Yeah, we were working all week on practice, just preparing for their physicality, knowing that they lead the Big 12 in rebounding and stuff. So coaches had us really focused on rebounding all week and just knowing that we got to get every single one if we wanted to come home with a win, you know?
Kerr, you know what life in the Big 12 is like. You got number three Baylor and then number two Kansas. Four straight against top 25 teams. How crazy is it to try to run through the Big 12 conference?
It's really crazy. You know, we're playing probably the toughest conference in the country, you know, and just knowing that, we always got to just come in every day knowing that it's going to be a battle at practice and knowing every game's going to be a fight no matter what. So it's just knowing that we prepare for these teams and always be ready for a battle.
Well, Kerr, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the win. Thanks for stopping by the post-game show.
Thanks, Kerr.
Thank you.
That is Sooner senior Kerr Queth, part of a big defensive effort. And, you know, his numbers look good, the 9 rebounds and 3 blocks. Kevin, I think a little bit like with Jalen Hill, the numbers don't completely tell you how Kerr Queth impacted this game.
Well, he does so much around the basket that helps you. You know, you got 3 blocks, but how many shots did he alter? How many plays, I mean, deflections did he get? Those are the things that the coaching staff really wants to see out of Kerr, and he does it night in and night out. And like Jalen, like Victor Walker, I mean, those guys really make plays that help save games. Those are game-saving, winning plays that you got to have guys that can make those.
Today's Big 12 Conference scoreboard is brought to you by UPS. Learn how you can take your business to the top with UPS. Visit ups.com/pivot to learn more about tools built to help you be unstoppable. Our final here today, 75-71. The Sooners win it. There's one game still in progress, and they are in overtime out in Lubbock, Texas today. Oklahoma State going out there. The Cowboys are 0-2 in Big 12 conference play, but pushing Texas Tech to overtime, 80-77. Oklahoma State actually leads that with about 45 seconds left in the overtime. Number two, Baylor, improves to 2-0 in Big 12 play, 76-65 behind Jared Butler's 21 points as they win at Iowa State by 11. The big news comes out of Allen Fieldhouse, where Texas equaled the biggest win by a visiting opponent in the history of Fog Allen Fieldhouse. Matt Coleman had 13 points and 6 assists as the 8th-ranked Longhorns defeat the 3rd-ranked Jayhawks 84-59. TCU was able to knock off Kansas State 67-60. So, Kevin, we get a look at the dust kind of settling around the Big 12 Conference, and that Kansas-Texas game, that's a big statement, I think, for both of those teams moving forward.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Texas is a good team. You know there's so many good teams, but, you know, when you can go on the road and get wins in this conference, I mean, that's huge. And so it's so tough to win any game, you know, let alone being on the road. And so kudos to Texas. Great job. But, you know, Kansas will be back. I mean, they're not KU for any reason. So they're going to be back.
Sooners win it over number 9 West Virginia, 75-71. More on the Bud Light postgame show coming up. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield, IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating. Like you, we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health. The future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
If some of your healthcare has been on hold lately, it's time to come back to Mercy. We'll help you come back safely by following strict standards for disinfecting, social distancing, and requiring masks for all patients, visitors, and coworkers. Find tips to help you stay safe at mercy.net/soonersafety. Visit mercy.net/soonersafety and plan to come back safely for the care you need. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Catches it, the spin move, drop step to the baseline. Landon Jam!
Steps back for three! Nailed it from way downtown! Drives the lane, kaboom! Down it!
excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics. When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
No good three. Rebound, Manek wrestles it away. Harkless wide open, launching a three. That's in and out. Manek, another rebound, pulls it away. Reeves for three. It's good from up top. Third time's the charm, and it goes down for Reeves. Indeed it did. Austin Reeves knocking down that three-point shot late to help the Sooners preserve a 75-71 win over number 9 West Virginia today. It was Austin's only made three of the day. He finishes up, though, with 13 points and helps out with four rebounds in this game, and he joins us on the Bud Light postgame show. And Austin, Emoja Gibson today was unconscious from downtown. You're one of the few guys who knows what that feels like, to be feathering down the threes like Emoja was today. Get in his shoes. What do you think it was feeling like for him today?
I mean, amazing. I think it felt just as good as for everybody else on the team to see him have the confidence to do that. We know he's able to do that. I mean, and that's what he does. We can't overlook it or anything. Is that's big. That's really, really big for him, and everybody on the team is just extremely happy for him.
Austin, great job. Talk about just how physical playing West Virginia is, and these guys, everybody knows it, they can see it, but just take us down there on the floor, you know, walk us through a play or two of how physical it can be playing against a team like West Virginia.
You know it's going to be a dogfight for the 40 minutes. Every play, you're going to get hit. Tomorrow, you're going to feel it. But, I mean, I think it's obvious, like you said. I mean, they're big, they're physical, and I think that's what they hang their hat on, and they've had a success doing that. And, you know, that's what they'll continue to do, and you just gotta try to match the physicality.
West Virginia shot 9 of 14 from three-point range in the second half. It's an odd game from West Virginia games in the past where they're knocking down threes and you guys out-rebound them by about five. Was it a whole lot different out there? Or when you looked, did you say, yep, feels like we're playing West Virginia again?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know that. But you just do what you can do to win the game. It don't matter what it is. I know that they got hot in the second half and started making threes, but you try not to focus on that. You just focus on what you can do to get the win. And I feel like we did that. When they come back and we're up 18.5, they come back and tie. I feel like a lot of teams, you know, it's hard to bounce back from that. And I feel like we did a really good job bouncing it back to 9. They cut it. We just kind of showed some resiliency and just kept a little bit of a lead and did what we had to do to get the win.
Brady, tell us about what you guys got to do to get Brady back going. He's been – you know, kind of in a little bit of a slump, but, you know, he's made plays, especially in this league and throughout his career. What do you got to do to get him going?
I don't think there's anything specific we got to do. He's an amazing basketball player, and we all trust him. Every player, every coach trusts him to do what he does. I mean, shoot, everybody goes through tough games, but he's not thinking about it. We're not thinking about it. We know how good he is, and we know what he can do for us.
Austin, we appreciate you visiting with us for a few moments. 75-71 over number 9 West Virginia. And it will get a lot easier because you've only got Baylor and Kansas on the road coming up next. How about that grind?
I mean, this is what you play basketball for. if you don't want that, then maybe you should stop playing. I mean, it's two big opportunities for us to put our name on the map and go down to Baylor and go to Kansas, and just we got to grind. We got to do what we can do to compete, and hopefully we'll get the win.
We wish you the best of luck with it, Austin. Congratulations again. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks, Austin.
Austin Reeves and the Sooners with a win over West Virginia. You heard him mention the word, and I think that's the appropriate word, resilience. There are a lot of teams against the number 9 team in the country. You cough up an 18-point lead, and you might go bye-bye. This team did not, Kevin.
No, they didn't. They hung in there, and that's just kudos to the guys, because when you have games like this, that's why they're 40 minutes as well, because there's so many ebbs and flows of a basketball game. Yeah, teams can get hot and players can get hot and go on runs, but you just never know. That's why you got to play to the final buzzer. Who would have thought this game would have gone down to the wire, and, you know, for a 4-point win, you know, after at halftime, you're looking at it thinking this was going to be a runaway. But you know what? West Virginia came back, they fought, and then the Sooners had to fight back, and you know what? Came out with the win.
The name of this game is holding serve at home, if you possibly can. Sooners gave up a tough one to Texas Tech the last time that they were here. Today you've got an opponent with the Oscar Tshiebwe situation where they had to shift on the fly a little bit. It's honestly one that you did not want to drop more than even some of the others you might see on the schedule.
Exactly. You got to take care of the ones that you know you can. In the home game, you're right. The Sooners went 6-3 at home last year, 3-6 on the road. 9-9 in this league, got you third place finish in the Big 12 tournament last year, or in the league. So you want to continue to win your home games and go try to steal a few on the road, but this was huge today.
They out-rebound West Virginia, as it turns out. I can't think of the last time. Not many teams out-rebound the Mountaineers, but 41-36, and it was a concerted effort. It was everybody that played a part. There wasn't somebody that had 15. It was everybody just doing their part to keep them off the boards today.
Well, you got to get rebounding from your bigs, of course, but I think what the Sooners did well was had their guards rebound. Austin got in there, Davion. You know, those guys, when guards can rebound, especially from long shots, and there's going to be a ton more games like this where the opponent shoots a bunch of threes. Well, when you have a bunch of threes, you're going to have a bunch of long rebounds. So you got to have your guards pick up. Somebody's got to get 5 rebounds from a guard spot. And when the Sooners can do that, they can have some success.
Well, Moja Gibson had 5 rebounds in this game, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Those long shots, you know, Mo was on it. This was one of those games for the ages for him, and hopefully he'll have more like it. But, you know, he'll remember this one for a long, long time.
We're waiting to catch up with Sooner head coach Lon Kruger here on the Bud Light postgame show. Sooners, again, 75-71 is their win over number 9 West Virginia. West Virginia makes 9 threes in the second half. Sooners made 6 of 16 from downtown in the second 20 minutes today. And a huge afternoon for Umoja Gibson. He had 29 points, which was just 3 shy of his career high, but his 8 made threes were a career high. Umoja Gibson with a big one here today. We'll step aside one final break here on the Bud Light postgame show. Sooners win 75-71. This is Sooner basketball from Learfield, IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I saved a lot this year.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships, as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Sister Companies Physical Therapy Central and Red Bud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With over 45 convenient locations across Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and beyond, contact ptcentral.org and redbudpt.com today. Physical Therapy Central and Red Bud Physical Therapy, proud sponsors of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
Pizza Hut has a winning tradition of their own.
We have been home to the original stuffed crust pizza for over 25 years. An extra playful pizza you want to eat backwards. This pizzeria-style crust with a ring of melted cheese baked right in will take your game day favorites to the next level. Select either of our contactless options with delivery or curbside pickup when you order for a safe experience. There's only one home for original stuffed crust pizza. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Can't get free, but does catch the inbounds pass. Behind the back pass to Manic. His three is good. Top of the key right. A huge time for Manic's first made three.
This is the Bud Light postgame show. Whenever there's a Sooner game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly.
And we welcome you back inside the Lloyd Noble Center, where the Sooners have defeated number 9, West Virginia, 75-71. And it is time for our post-game interview with Sooner head coach Lon Kruger. It is presented by OU Health. The future of health is here. Coach, you have an 18-point lead. West Virginia comes back to tie it. How did your guys find there? A lot of teams might go away after a gut punch like the Mountaineers delivered in that second half. How did your club find the resolve to pull through and win this game?
Yeah, tough. Obviously, two different halves. You know, you'd like to be able to open the second half a little better than we did. They did what they needed to do to get right back in the ball game. And then, like you say, that was a game that's so much to learn from so many different moments, and that being one of them. They tied up, and then we regrouped, and I was really proud of our guys at that point. We made a shot or two and got a rebound or two, and that was able to build back a little bit of a lead. But easy to let it slip away, and proud of our guys that they didn't.
Coach, talk about Mo's. Just how special was he today?
Very special, obviously. But Mo's works so hard. He gets up so many shots on his own. It's very easy to cheer for him, and great to see him get the results because of all the time that he puts into it. He, without question, gets as many shots up as anyone in the country every morning, before practice, after practice. Unbelievable work ethic, and happy to see him get those results.
Jalen Hill is another one, Coach, who, you know, it's almost hard to look at a stat line and see his complete impact on a game. But it's a second straight time where down the stretch, even against Texas Tech, I know it didn't go the way you wanted, but he makes such an impact late in ball games. What is it within him, and what is he doing to put himself in that position?
He's got a good feel for the game. He's got no ego. He can do whatever he needs to help the team win. He's got a high degree of toughness about him. He goes in there, gets a physical rebound. He sets good screens. His anticipation, his feel for the game offensively as a receiver is very good. So just all those things that you look for in good basketball players. And as he continues to shoot the ball better, he'll continue to get better and better.
Coach, it doesn't get any easier. Go to Baylor, then Kansas. Just talk about the next couple of games for you guys.
That's the nature of Big 12 play for sure. And, again, we let one slip away at home against Tech, and we got one today. So you got to try to protect that home court and then sneak out as many as you can on the road. But tough challenge at Baylor on Wednesday, and guys will regroup and go give it a good shot.
Coach, we'll let you enjoy this one for a little while longer. Baylor coming up on Wednesday night. Congratulations on a very resolve-showing win for your ball club today. We appreciate you being on with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sooner head coach Lon Kruger, and our postgame interview with Coach Kruger is presented by OU Health. And Kevin, just to wrap things up, you almost can't enjoy wins in the Big 12 Conference for more than about 5 minutes before you feel like you got to start watching film, right?
For sure. I mean, I'm sure the coach that has the scout for the Baylor game has already started. So that's just the way it is. There's so many good teams. And again, like Austin said, that's why you play basketball. That's why you come to Oklahoma. Those are all great reasons and great opportunities to go out and play and put yourself on the map, put your team on the map a little bit and show people, hey, there's not only five teams can be ranked in this conference, but maybe another one.
I think maybe the most important two things we've taken from the last two games, one a loss to Texas Tech and one a win, is you knew coming into this season that Brady Manek and Austin Reeves were proven stars at this level. And you thought there were a couple of other pieces, that there's a Davion Harmon maybe you can add to the mix and a Kirk Queth. But now we have learned this team is about so many other pieces than maybe just the four or five guys that we thought coming in.
Well, I just feel like they're deeper this year than the last few years. You look down the bench and you got guys that can really step in and help you. I mean, just think about Moshe Gibson and Victor and Jalen Hill. I mean, the list goes on. And I think as you get even further along into the season, you're going to see other guys that are able to come in and make plays because they're able to do things early on like this. I mean, you saw Trey Phipps in the first half of this one, and he had two of them that rimmed out, but he's a great shooter. I mean, so there's so many players that they can help at this level on this basketball team right now. And so that's what the neat thing is about looking towards the future. Yes, you may lose a couple, but after that, you got guys that are coming in, and that's how you build a program.
And I think the second thing I take away is this team will guard you, and they can win games with their defense. I know West Virginia got them for some threes in that second half, but these last two games, they have shown you in particular that second group of guys with Hill and Harkless and Gibson, when they come in, and if Kirk Queth is coming off the bench, they're not going to give up very much.
No, and they're so athletic. They run and go, and that's you said it best. They can win games with their defense, when in the past you always felt like an Oklahoma team had to win with their offense. This group, and again, I'm going to give Coach Molinari credit. I mean, he has got these guys really flying around the defensive end. That was kind of his thing coming in last season, and now we're on year two with Coach Mo here, and he's really helped the defense.
That's going to do it for the Bud Light postgame show. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics. They want to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com. for more information. I want to thank Dave Jordan back at Learfield IMG College Central, our producer-engineer here courtside, Drake Dykin, and my partner Kevin Henry. Filling in for the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland today. I'm Chad McKee. The final score, Oklahoma beats number 9, West Virginia, 75-71. From the Lloyd Noble Center, we'll talk to you next time, everybody.
Sooner basketball has been brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Pizza Hut. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.